This is the second part of a three-part series that features Jim Buckles, the president of BCS Consulting and JSC Services. We're talking about a new service that's being offered in conjunction with RFMS. It's called Virtual CFO.
Well, I have to imagine being able to interpret a financial report has got to be a major problem for small business people, floor covering and otherwise. No?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I can see for a lot of these smaller dealers, you know, the $1.5-2 million dealers, single store, you know, they just don't have anyone that is doing this for them at all. And frequently what happens is working with me and my people, we show them things and teach them things that for the most part, I end up being this free for them because of what we're able to save and find in other places. Case in point, one of my clients who remain nameless that I've been doing this for, they had a workers' comp audit and their in-house people had signed off on a $30,000 plus fine. And I'm like, no. And so I ran some reports a little bit differently, did some sorting on them, had them pull some documents on their end and send those to the workers' comp auditor. And it went from a $33,000 fine to a $57,000 credit.
Ah. So therefore, you paid your way there for a long time.
Exactly. Now, can't find something that spectacular all the time. But there are almost always things that can be found. Another larger client who was doing a lot of foreign exchange work, turned out they weren't hedging and the contracts were in dollars, but they were being performed outside of the country and in the local currency, and they weren't hedging the foreign currency payments. Mm-hmm. So it's a larger client. Well, it's going to save them between $80,000 and $100,000 a year just by purchasing the hedges.
Interesting.
Now, that's not something I would expect to find in a smaller dealer, but it's one of the things that stuck out on one of the larger guys.
Well, now, you've been around this industry for a long time, and I have to imagine just ratios of one account to another in people's financials sticks out for you because you have an idea as to what the norms are in this business, and I suspect that it's difficult for a retailer to have that kind of information.
That's true, and I also normally customize their profit and loss statement. You know, there is a standard form which works perfectly well in RFMS, as I said, my first group of clients I'm going after. But I normally customize it into some other categories that allow them to get a better idea on what they're spending where in bigger buckets. Because it's easy to get lost in the trees when you're looking at, you know, 40 or 50 accounts and individual numbers. But if you take some larger goals and larger pieces and say, okay, I'm going to combine these so we can look at it this way, it takes some of that individual account volatility out and instead lets us look at, you know, what is my occupancy expense? What is it running? How does that compare to the industry averages? How does it compare to my local marketplace? Because while we obviously, for advertising or for occupancy expense, there are some industry-wide numbers available, but they are not the same for a small town, you know, anywhere in the center of the country compared to a small town and on some of the coast.
Uh-huh. I see. That's, you know, yeah.
So those things, if you're in Martha's Vineyard, your costs are a little bit higher than they are if you happen to be in a small town, you know, somewhere in the Midwest or South.
Okay, makes sense. Now, I have to imagine with Virtual CFO, many retailers have to be concerned about confidentiality. What do you tell them if they ask you a question about that?
Well, one of the things is, as part of our engagement, not only is there an engagement letter that is signed that states the confidentiality, but if they are particularly concerned, we are more than happy to add an additional layer of a non-disclosure confidentiality agreement between us that shows, you know, all sorts of horrible penalties for both of us. If they reveal any of my proprietary methods or if I reveal any of their financial information. One thing is, as you said, I've been in this industry for better than 30 years. I would not be able to still be in this industry doing what I do if people's numbers were not kept confidential.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think some people seem to get very tense about that, but where I think that, maybe they're a little bit overly cautious, it would seem to me.
Part of it, too. The thing is, we're accessing their computers, we're doing the work on their computers, we're saving the data on their computers, and it's not ours. Mm-hmm. It's their data, it's their information, and it's staying with them. Because I do not want them to be uncomfortable that I've got a set of files on them that contains information that they don't share with anyone.
But it
also enhances the fact that by doing this, no one who is working for them sees these numbers. So that actually gives them an additional level of confidentiality that they do not currently have, because now no one who works for them has seen the combined numbers and the result.
Interesting. Now, you generate tax information for them. Is that correct?
Well, I do not do their tax returns, whether it's sales tax or income tax. What I do is ensure that the information, I will work with their CPAs, make sure that the information is set and correct for their sales tax reporting and that the information is being pulled together for the numbers for income tax reporting. But because we are doing this remotely and not seeing the original documents, we're working on a compilation level. And so their local guy still needs to do it. Plus, so many entrepreneurs in our business have many other business interests which are combined with this. So our goal is to make sure that the numbers are clean and consistent to the best of our ability, and so that it's easy for their CPA to take over the tax file.
I've gotcha. Well, you're basically, it would seem to me, number one, doing all this work, that's obviously something that needs to be done. But the idea that you're going over it with them once a month, saying, here's, this may be a problem. Like you said, we're doing well in this area. We're not doing so well in that area. You're basically educating these retailers as to the moving parts in their financial statements.
Exactly. Because, they don't know what they're looking at. They don't know what the numbers mean. But these guys are extremely intelligent, or they wouldn't have managed to succeed, particularly for these last few years. And it's just a case of teaching them and making them better businessmen.
Yeah, it's such a good idea. What about the cost? What does this cost a retailer to do this now? I guess the ones that we're talking about already have RFMS.
That's correct. And the thing is, the number varies. It's set up as a weekly ACH with them. A typical client, not a $10 or $15 million client, but a more typical client is going to be $500 or $600 a week. So basically, for the price of a warehouse guy, you get the service.
This is going to conclude the second part of a three-part series featuring Jim Buckles, the president of BCS Consulting and JSC Services. We're talking about a new service being offered to floor covering retailers in conjunction with RFMS. It's called Virtual CFO.